Hall of Famer Bill Motti won this race twice, 2005 with Sweet Symphony. Turtle Delta get the money. He'll have two in the Grade 1 Alabama tomorrow. Lockdown for Judmont Farms and Elite for Claiborne Farms and Adele Dilschneider. Bill, Anthony Stabile here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for some time today.
Hi, Anthony. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Doing great. Royal Delta, boy, got to bring back some good memories about this race.
Yeah, actually, you know, it was a good start for her. I mean, I guess it propelled her into a championship season, and of course she was good enough to win three championships. So, you know, but the three-year-old one was of course very special.
Yeah, won one of your many Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic / Distaff later on that year with her as a three-year-old filly. Pretty tough feat in and of itself. Tomorrow's renewal, while it lacks the star power, certainly, of a Royal Delta at this point and time, pretty wide open race, and you're going to send out two.
Right. We, you know, lucky enough to have two chances. We got two nice fillies, two fillies that seem to be, you know, headed in the right direction, and you know, both are coming off of good races, and with a little move forward, either one could have a chance in there.
Lockdown, not a lot of racing luck for Lockdown in her last two. In the Kentucky Oaks, she got shuffled a couple of times. A little traffic steadied. Talk a little bit about that trip, and do you think would a cleaner trip, maybe she could have got the money that day in the Kentucky Oaks?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I guess I wasn't too overly disappointed in the trip. You know, it was, you know, we found out that she probably belonged with the top group. I think after running in that race, she sure looked like, you know, she belongs and deserves a chance to run in a race like this.
And then last time out in the Mother Goose, stumbled at the break a little bit, more like a hop at the start, and then she wound up very, very wide. You had to be thrilled with that effort, made that big middle move into second, and then stayed on pretty nicely in the Grade 2 Mother Goose last time out.
Yeah, she did. You know, I think the big thing in this particular race is we're going from, you know, a mile and a sixteenth, we're moving up to a mile and a quarter, and it looked like, you know, with her run in the Kentucky Oaks, it looked like she was closing well. I mean, she was still coming at the end, and you know, we're hopeful that the mile and a quarter will suit her real well.
Yeah, that was my next question. The mile and a quarter, her big sister, Close Hatches, was good around the two turns. And this filly looks like she's going to like the mile and a quarter. The work tab, Bill, I've been a fan of this filly since day one. The work tab, she's been working very, very well. I mean, it's bullet after bullet after bullet. Comment a little bit about how she's been training in the morning.
Well, been probably a little bit more aggressive. Course, as you can see by the bullet works, you know, she looks good, and she's certainly been aggressive enough in the morning. You know, hopefully that transfers into the afternoon and you know, can move her forward up to a race like this.
Got a red-hot rider in Manny Franco as well. Lockdown will break from post four. A couple of stalls to her outside. Elite will go with Jose Ortiz. And Elite coming into this off one of the more controversial races of the meet here at Saratoga. And, of course, we're talking with Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott. He'll have Lockdown and Elite in the Grade 1 Alabama. She was on the inside when Abel Tasman came over. A coin flip to a lot of people as far as whether or not Abel Tasman should have come down. You've been around this game your entire life, decade after decade. Take yourself out of the equation. You think you should have been put up in that race?
You know, I made it a tough call. I said it could go either way. The way they, you know, the stewards had been ruling on some of the some of the calls here, I wasn't too sure that they would take it down. I think there's been a little herding going on, you know, throughout the meet, and they haven't taken many horses down for it. And in this case, they left Abel Tasman up. I think it definitely probably intimidated our filly when the other one came over from the five path and came down on top of her, and definitely, you know, rode her a little tight. I mean, there wasn't any serious banging, but there was definite change in the angle that the winner took through the stretch. But, you know, a tough call. They left it, you know, they left it stand, and we'll just have to go with that. We'll just have to try to make it up this time.
Started off her career in brilliant fashion with that debut win at Aqueduct back on Thanksgiving weekend. And when she returned this year, a little enigmatic, showed up but didn't really have the same oomph she had when she broke her maiden, had that bad performance in the Ashland. She seems to have been, you seem to have righted the ship, not surprisingly. Have you noticed a big difference in her from the beginning part of this year to now?
Well, we always thought she was probably more of an Alabama type than an Oaks type. I felt the Kentucky Oaks in the earlier races were going to come up a little too soon for her. She's a little bit of a later developing filly. I mean, I know her maiden win was good, but then her next two or three races were, you know, just not a lot of improvement. Of course, she was pulled up in the Ashland when the rider thought she took a funny step around the turn, and just leaning on the side of caution, he eased her up. Really, as it turned out, there was nothing wrong with her, and she came back, you know, to train and run after that. I mean, nothing was out of place. But it seemed like, you know, it got her a little bit back on track when we took her to Delaware and ran her down there. It looked like she started moving forward, and then, of course, it was a big move forward, I think, when we ran in the Coaching Club Oaks.
All right, talking with Hall of Famer Bill
Just
Mott.
Just a timing Bill thing, Foley. I think, with some horses. You know, it's just... you know, timing is everything, and some of them just aren't ready for their best races early in the spring.
Well, it's funny you bring up timing, because before we let you go, got to talk to you about Good Samaritan. And Good Samaritan is going to be one of the favorites next week in the Midsummer's Derby, the Grade 1 Travers. I remember, of course, that he was cross-entered, pre-entered in both the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Juvenile Turf. Opted to run in the latter. He ran very well in the Breeders' Cup last year. First time dirt, last time in the Jim Dandy. A sparkling performance to run by his four rivals. How's he doing leading up to the Travers?
Really good. He came out of the Jim Dandy in good shape, and he's really been, he worked well for us, and he'll work again this weekend, but the way he's been acting, he seems to be very sharp. He feels good and moving well, and I couldn't be happier with the way he's coming into it. I mean, we're a week away, and so we still have that to overcome. So we've got, it becomes a waiting game. You know, the horse is doing well, and we're a week down the road. But if he continues to do as well as he is now, I'll feel good about him going into the race.
Looking forward to that extra furlong, the 10 furlongs of the Travers?
You know, just with his running style, I mean, you could imagine him getting another eighth of a mile with no problem. I mean, I think we saw a horse that lays back a little bit and runs late, and, you know, the mile and a quarter is no guarantee, but with him... I think it's a good possibility that he gets the trip. He certainly closed well going a mile and a quarter on the turf. Now, of course, the dirt is a different situation, but I, just from what I saw in the Jim Dandy, it certainly appears like he could get a mile and a quarter with no problem.
Well, Bill, thanks for some time today. Good luck tomorrow with both lockdown and a late in the Grade 1 Alabama, and, of course, next Saturday in the Grade 1 Travers with Good Samaritan. We'll talk to you soon, Bill.
All right. Thank you. Bye.